It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
And you know, that means I've got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. Trail at prices every day. 312-981-7200. Caller number 22. I'm going to go with that 2-2 thing.
2-2.
It's for Jordan 2-2. Okay. I just think it's so funny.
I love his name.
Jordan 2-2, the Blackhawks players, they gave him number 22.
Got to do that.
Born February 2nd.
He's born February 2nd.
So was I. February 2nd, 2-22-92. I have more twos.
You were born on February 22nd, I thought.
Yeah.
He was born on February 2nd.
Don't correct her.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
She knows her birthday.
2-22-92.
I like how the music keeps playing, and she's arguing about her birthday, which is in 3 months.
It was the wrong day.
It's 3 months away. One, two, 3 months away.
It's close enough.
Okay. Checking in it.
Number 5.
Governor Rauner met with legislators yesterday to reach a budget agreement.
sort of. I know.
Funny way of saying that. But Mike Madigan didn't show up.
Again.
Yeah. So then he was asked by reporters, now, why weren't you there?
Well, I was available when Governor Rauner was in Rome. I was available when Senator Redonio was not available in the week before Thanksgiving. My position is I'm available for meetings.
Except that he doesn't show up at meetings.
That disgusts me.
It does. It really is a game. And you can just, It's like when your kids do that, you're like, wait a minute, stop the games. That's not right.
You're not doing your work. You're doing the work of the people of the state of Illinois.
Don't forget it.
What is wrong with people? What is wrong with that guy? Been there too long. That's what's wrong with him. Wait, there's more.
Answers to no one.
So we'll get a sense of the House probably this afternoon. On whether the House would support the Rauner lame duck tax increase.
Isn't that angle actually more about who's not going to support the lame duck tax increase?
Any other questions?
Yeah, the state Republican Party has put out the sort of boss of that.
Any other questions?
Any thoughts about
any other questions?
Those are questions. Those are other questions.
For you. We didn't talk about LT.
Those are other questions.
Oh, my God. You know, the reason he was probably invited to Rome, we were talking about this earlier, and the reason he didn't go, as I mentioned earlier, is it would be like a Dan Brown novel. When he gets there, things would catch fire. Tom Hanks would have to chase him around.
Well, a lot of Illinois, as we pointed out earlier, a lot of Illinois dignitaries attended at the Supich.
It's the elevation of the Archbishop of Chicago to Cardinal. That's
big deal.
Kind of a big deal. Big, hairy deal.
And the state budget's kind of a big deal, too. So you got to get over it and show up for a meeting and start negotiating. I mean, there's so much at stake. It's like you just see the looming crisis happening again, and you feel all the people that are going to suffer because of it. And you see no feeling in the face of somebody who's just saying, I didn't show up for the meeting. Come on. We saw what happened.
I'm beside myself right now.
I am, too.
It's just obnoxious.
It's
and he's hurting his daughter. He's hurting his daughter's chances here. And his daughter I've known her my whole life, and she's a personal friend. But we may differ on some things politically. All I can say is that it smacks of whether he thinks he's doing the right thing. If he is, explain why he's doing what he's doing. Explain what the issues are. Don't just be a
power. You're trying to play power games.
Yeah. Don't be obnoxious to the when you're speaking to the reporters. The reporters are then reporting it to the people of the state of Illinois.
I know. Exactly. I've chased Mike Madigan through the state house before when he doesn't make himself available. I mean, there are a lot of things about this that are just wrong when you look at who they're supposed to serve.
Well, he's a petty small timer who will go down in history as one of the worst politicians in Illinois' great history. And he seems to be completely unaware of that, of what his reputation is.
Okay.
I don't think he cares.
All right. Fine.
We should add a star for when we pass a budget.
Thank you, Violetta. We learned earlier that we were about to add a star for Special Olympics because Alderman Burke's wife, Justice Ann Burke of the Illinois Supreme Court, She's one of the co-founders of the Special Olympics, and she would like a star on the flag of the city of Chicago, add a fifth star. And with all due respect to the Berks and the Special Olympics,
yes,
that's the worst idea ever.
That's not happening.
It might be incentive for the politicians. Hey, you guys, you get a star if you pass a budget.
They're not millennials, Violetta.
Yeah, that's true.
It might work.
Checking in at
number four.
One of Donald Trump's most resonating messages towards the end of his campaign was...
drain the swamp.
Remember he said he didn't want to say that? Mm-hmm. He told the New York Times that he thought that was a bad slogan, and he thought it was too corny for him, which is really something.
Yeah. But then it caught on, and people started chanting it.
People liked it. Yeah. So then it flipped around. So he loved it. But 3 weeks after election night, many of his picks are actually from the swamp itself.
Billionaires and bankers.
Now, speaking to Trump advisor Jason Miller, Jake Tapper from CNN brought this up, specifically as it regards the former Goldman Sachs banker Steve Mnuchin, who is tapped to be Secretary of the Treasury.
What's your message to a person out there on the street who voted for Mr. Trump thinking, he understands that Goldman Sachs is a bad guy? What's your message to him when they say, hey, you're not draining the swamp, you're just putting a whole bunch of critters in it?
Jake, I couldn't disagree more. What we're going to tell them is the same folks that helped craft the president-elect's tax plan have taken that message of economic populism. The same people who helped craft the president-elect's trade plan, as far as we start putting together deals to actually help American workers. The exact same people who helped put together these plans for the president-elect are the people that he's now putting in to implement them. And so this is the exact same message that President-elect Trump was talking about on the campaign trail, and now we're actually going to go get it accomplished in Washington.
Yeah. You know, is it a surprise to anybody that what Donald Trump said on the campaign trail was only designed for people to consume and not to actually be his real policy? And his idea, because he started running this, I don't think Steve Mnuchin is necessarily a bad choice for this. He's a business guy who does understand business. It will be very interesting to see. And he's the third person from Goldman Sachs to be Treasury Secretary since the Clinton administration, fifth overall. I mean, this is not, it's not an unusual place to go. That it is, it does seem to be the preeminent institutional investment bank in the world. So there is that. However, Trump started using Goldman Sachs and the Goldman Sachs chairman as bad guys on the campaign trail because it was populist. Because all of a sudden, sure, you see all these people, he would go to Kansas, or he'd go to Wisconsin, or he'd go to Pennsylvania, and he'd go, this is the reason that your plants are closing. It's because the guys at Goldman Sachs. Have you seen the bald guy? He's very creepy looking, right? And he was running pictures of Lloyd Blankfein, who was the chairman of Goldman Sachs, in his commercials. And now it's sort of like, by the way, this Mnuchin, he's not there anymore. No, he's and interesting, though, here's a little something, a little tidbit for Chicagoans.
Okay.
Steve Mnuchin, who left Goldman Sachs in 2002 when the partners, they changed the business mechanics of the firm itself, and a bunch of the partners cashed in to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, including some that took $1 billion out of the company. And a lot of them, including the guy who ran for Senate here, right? Who ran for Senate against Barack Obama and then had the sex scandal. Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
He was one of the Goldman Sachs partners from that era.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So Steve Mnuchin was one of the guys who left, and he went off to go do some other things, including invest in Hollywood movies, which Avatar being one of them. I mean, he made a lot
for
of
example.
Money. He bought IndyMac, that sort of infamous company, mortgage company from California, and then turned that around. But in the process foreclosed on some houses, and then he's got this company called Dune Capital. And what did Dune Capital build in Chicago? The Trump Tower.
A lot of connectivity.
So it's just a little something. I mean, and there's nothing that's necessarily wrong about any of that. But Trump sued Dune Capital because he needed to get a better rate because there were some construction delays, and they were asking for some money that he didn't have at the time on the deal. And so he sued to get a better deal out of Dune Capital. Isn't that interesting?
It is. Interesting backstory.
Just a little
but there is a positive story in Indiana, though, which is one of the reasons he's coming. He's keeping jobs there. He's managed to keep that plant open.
Well,
so we'll
with 1,000 jobs, right. Give him credit for that.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook. Tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick could be Chicago's Best.
As predicted here, the Donald Trump trip here to Chicago is off.
How about that?
Yeah. I knew this wasn't right. There was something that just didn't feel right about that. I think there had been maybe an inquiry from the Trump the Trump transition team to the Chicago Police Department about setting up security perimeters for him, but they weren't going to need it.
Right. Right. It was sort of a...
Shoot, let's cancel those.
For 3 days.
We got to cancel those dinner reservations.
At 16 in the Trump Tower?
By the way... Try the frog legs. They're the best.
Sautéed frog legs
because we do them in John George at the Trump International. It's absolutely the best. Finest. The best hotel ever. I've got nothing to do with these businesses, though, whatsoever.
Number three.
Tiger Woods is back. He's talking to reporters after participating in a pro-am, the Hero World Challenge. He says that he is happiest about getting onto the course and playing golf, but that he's regretting not wearing sunglasses.
The happiest about today? Oh, I think just overall, just going out there and been playing. I hadn't, I probably did a dumb move and not playing sunglasses out here. Because normally I'm wearing carts, zipping around here, and, walking between holes, and I started noticing I'm starting to get a pretty good headache from squinting so much. But live and learn, and tomorrow I'll have them on.
Wow. That's his biggest problem? He's got a little bit of a headache from squinting too much?
Isn't he in the Bahamas? Can't you get some there? Like when after three holes,
you, like, call
there's
a guy?
Somebody there. They got a couple of those sunglass huts, and there's just people walking around. Would you like some sunglasses? I have 50 pair.
Is he at the ocean course at Paradise Island for the one and only? Because that's a beautiful,
part
of the world. But they sell
sunglasses there.
He's got. I mean, come on.
In the gift shop, I'm sure.
Everywhere.
You know what? May I quote the 44th president of the United States of America?
Yes.
Come on, man!
Stolen from ESPN, I believe, but yes.
Whatever.
Tiger sounds a little like him.
Two Eagles today, though.
Two Eagles.
No big deal.
Yeah. He's still Tiger Woods.
Still shot 70. He's up and down.
Imagine if he had sunglasses.
Number two.
That's what he's imagining, too. During a live segment on Fox Business, a reporter chased down and confronted a union rep for telling a striking worker not to speak to the network or reporting from a Fight for 15 protest at O'Hare. Jeff Flock, he's been around forever.
Yeah.
Tried to do a quick interview with a woman named Diana, who had already told him that she worked for a contracting company for 16 years and still only makes $11 an hour.
Diana, you say you worked here 16 years.
I've just been advised not to talk to you guys.
You've been advised not to talk to me by this guy here?
Yes.
Now, why did you do that, sir? Hey, you come here. Hey, buddy. It's the IU guy. Hey, why don't you turn around and have the courage to turn around and talk to me instead of trying to stifle people's ability to talk? The woman had a good story to tell, and you tried to cut it off. But you're just on live television here on the Fox Network. This guy just tried to stop me from interviewing somebody. I don't like that. Yeah, you are doing that. This guy did it right here. Don't like that at all, Neil. I'll tell you, that pisses me off.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Good for him.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, this is the thing. The press is, and I know Fox News, Fox Business News is more right-leaning than, and not exactly union-friendly, but the press, no matter who they are anymore, the new wave here, in part, I don't know if it's chicken or the egg, whether it's Donald Trump or it's just part of the moment that helped elect Donald Trump. But the press is no longer has the is getting respect in the public because people are like, well, we'll get a social media and we'll get all of our information there from the Russian government.
Yeah. I don't know, but why do you silence one of the protesters who's probably just going to ask her about her personal story, right? Isn't that what?
I don't think it's that unusual for a union rep to say, hey, look, we got to have one voice out here. Let's have the reps talk and, just say, let's try not to have everybody talk. I mean, I've been in situations like that where they said, hey, let's the union rep, but wait, Jeff Flock of Seagulls coming after you.
Hey, that pisses me off.
Jeez.
I'm going to tell Neil Cavuto on you. All right.
Whoa.
And finally.
Number one.
To all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, to onions, and a savvy special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions.
Wow. Remember this?
Yeah, absolutely.
To all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun. If you could call, there was another radio station in town that we used to work for. Back in the 70s, if you called, if you were the 89th caller and you called, you would win a trip to Disney World if you'd said it fast enough.
You said it fast enough. Right. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Mm. That was really such a moment.
You still remember it. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I tried and it didn't work out. And I ended up on that radio station for 25 years. And what
good something
did that,
worked out.
What good did that do any of us? Yeah. Anyway, the point is this, that the guy who invented the Big Mac is dead. Mm. Who shall we see about this, to quote?
Wow.
Devastating.
He died at his home in Pittsburgh, surrounded by family and friends, and also two all beef patty special sauce.
Oh, geez. Come on!
Pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun. They gonna bury him in that sort of,
oh my goodness,
like triple layer kind of thing.
Why not?
I understand.
He was 98.
Isn't that great? Turns out Big Macs help you live a long life.
The pallbearers will be Hamburglar, Mary McCheese, Grimace, Officer Big Mac, and of course, Ronald McDonald. Give me the eulogy.
Yes, he'll be the one getting the service.
Fantastic. When my mom was pregnant, all she ate was Big Macs. So now I love Big Macs.
Is that where you were born on February 32nd?
That's funny, 22nd.
I like the funeral procession has to go through a drive-thru at McDonald's, right? It has to. Hearse trying to make that turn. That's always a tough turn for a hearse.
He had one Big Mac a week for decades. That's how you live a long, healthy life. Eat a Big Mac a week. Boy.
I still think the Big Mac is one of the great American inventions.
It's legendary.
Sure. Yeah.
Changes the world. Changes the world.
Definitely in the Fast Food Hall of Fame.
Jim Delegatti was his name. Michael Jim Delegatti. We love you, Jim Delegatti.
You too, Jim.
You shall
Thanks.
Be. You're one of the great inventors in American history right there. And as our producer Brian said, he goes, this has really been a tough year for America. 2016's taken all the great ones. First Prince. And now the guy invented the Big Mac. Yeah.
Who's next? The guy that invented the chalupa? Jeez. This year can't get much worse.
The top five at five.